Harvest day, Crown Hill, 10 years later.
Slip my tuna, gonna move along the hill. It's summertime, gonna go and find the man illest. Residing in the east end of the village, I could either try to hitch a chariot ride or go and make the pilgrimage on foot. It's good I choose the latter, cause the ladies on my way across town with their giggles and their laughter love to have a quick chat. Or most days a lot more, but not right now. I'm heading out to the forge to see if I can catch a glimpse of what is going on, like why the king is acting odd and soldiers sing the songs. Illis and his father Magnus sometimes saw the right and the wrong, even fortnights before they came to spawn.
He strolls along.
I stroll along without a single care, and my bones are the whole wide land of Avaria. Distracted by the jubilee of harvest day, I almost forgot to grab some berries at the marketplace.
Swordfish in a tributary, oh so composed, flows carefree.
Occupying upper echelons, alpha, certified local folk megadon.
Hammerhead in a tributary, so visionary, gets waved through preliminaries.
Clearly in control, uppermost of echelons, megadon, one step beyond.
Bluefin tuna in a tributary, grace of a god, but a temper that's incendiary.
Legendary kid, strictly upper echelon, etched in stone for the record, the megadon.
Short shot, mythical material, the Crown Hill, even known to give the townspeople counsel. The poor get bled in the same old cycle. He scrawls haikus, son don't trifle. Step to Shalima, catch a boulder to the shoulder blades. Short fire bait to say your welcome has been overstayed. Once rhymed as confession to the hail, known to hold his own in the session on the ale.
Now who is this? Swift talking man on a bale of hay, telling misspeaking cryptic of later days, hypnotizing all my peers who can't break the gaze. And I'm amazed in the same way that they are. How can they be standing there in awe?
He doesn't understand.
And I don't really care or wanna waste time with it. Still trying to pay the town blacksmith a visit. What? Talking to me? Well, how would you know? I didn't choose our king. Why don't we let them make up their own minds? Man, forget it, I'm out of here, I've heard enough, save your breath. A major peg in my sandal, this latest trend of preaching incohesively to chickens who can't lay an egg. I'm taking it to heart, although I'm trying harder to forget.
No sooner than he sets foot in the smithy, Hiller starts bubbling, extremely animated, even by his own excitable standards, barely able to contain it. He should keep it under wraps, but they had just received an order from the Royal Armed Guard to the tune of nearly 10,000 swords as the moon cycles turn around. This could mean only one thing, the culmination of a decade's rabble rousing and meticulous manipulation finally coming to fruition.
You know what that means, right?
The eve of battle was upon them.
Going to war, Shalini. Going to war.
Man, what are you all in arms about? What do you have against a bunch of people you've never met?
Come on, Shalini. We know the stories of what happened at the Cabin Valley.
Stories of a story. They're people just like us.
There you go again with your crazy...